CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 110 people are confirmed dead, and 160 people are still missing in flash flooding in Texas. The hundreds of first responders and volunteers performing the difficult work of recovery are themselves being supported by volunteers, as KRLD radio reporter Chris Fox tells us.
Just to see the amount of people that have come to Texas to help, it's reassuring of humanity.
That's Chris Higgins. He's one of them. He's with Operation Barbecue Relief. They arrived on scene the first night of the flood.
Since then, we've done 4,300 meals.
Search and rescue kept firefighters from Center Point, Texas, so busy they leaned on neighbor John Finster to set up a donation staging area. It's now servicing workers and those within about a 30-mile region.
And this is Hill Country Love, as you see it's being spread. This is a central location for everybody and anybody.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Kerrville, Texas.
Police are sounding the alarm about young children being left in hot cars, says CBS's Michael Wallace.
You want to break or you got it?
Police in Cobb County, Georgia, released body cam footage of officers saving two young children who were left in a hot car in a shopping mall parking lot for 40 minutes. A passerby called 911.
The windows are cracked, but I don't think that's right.
It was 117 degrees inside that car.
Oh, you're hot.
The father has been charged with felony child cruelty in Belcamp, Maryland on Sunday. A six-month-old girl was left in a hot car for hours and died. The group Kids and Car Safety says that makes 14 such deaths this year. Officials say an ambush led to an officer being shot outside an ICE detention facility near Dallas on the 4th of July. CBS's Nicole Skanga has that.
Some of the defendants began to spray graffiti on vehicles and a guard structure in that parking lot of the facility. Investigators found messages reading, "ICE pig, read free all political prisoners, resist fascism." But when an Alvarado police officer showed up, one suspect opened fire, shooting that officer in the neck.
10 people have been charged with attempted murder. The Supreme Court has lifted a lower court's order that stopped the Trump administration from laying off employees at almost two dozen federal agencies. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson says a huge number of jobs are at stake here.
My understanding is not just tens of thousands of workers, but actually up to 100,000 different workers. This would be a significant restructuring of the executive branch.
Researchers in China have recorded the brain activity of people as they looked at various images.
They found people who viewed images that elicited positive emotions performed better on memory tests compared to people who viewed images that evoked neutral or negative emotion.
CBS's Michael George. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Why'd I go to the doctor? One day at the firehouse, I was so lightheaded I could barely stand. Even my crew noticed. Getting checked out was the right call. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Staples presents That Was Easy.
So the kids' back-to-school lists were extra long.
Extra long sounds extra expensive.
Staples had everything at amazing prices.
Suspiciously amazing, if you ask me.
Some items were just 25 cents. Plus, as an Easy Rewards member, I got 30% back in points on my kids' school supplies.
Jumpin' jellyfish. Your back-to-school budget saved by Staples Easy Button. Staples.
That was easy.
In-store, online, and on the app. In 719, exclusions apply. Single use per week up to $60 in points. See app for details.
An Olympic fencer from France has been cleared of wrongdoing thanks to an act of passion.
The Court of Arbitration for Sport has accepted Isaora Thebes' claim she failed a drug test after repeatedly kissing her partner. The former world fencing champion says that unbeknownst to her, her mate had been taking an anabolic steroid. The court determined it would have left sufficient amounts of the drug Ostarine to contaminate Thebes. In 2009, a doping case against a French tennis player was dismissed after the CAS ruled he was accidentally contaminated with cocaine after sharing a drink with and kissing a woman who used the drug. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
An Israeli man's memoir about being held captive by Hamas will be released in English in the U.S. in 3 months, 2 years to the day after the 2023 attack on southern Israel by Hamas terrorists. Eli Sharabi's Hostage was written in Hebrew. It's already a bestseller in Israel. Christopher Cruz, CBS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and thunderstorms out there will come to an end as we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky, a light breeze in the overnight as morning lows drop to the middle and upper 60s. On your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 73.
Say hello. see what you do.
Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Making a living the old hard way.
For 98 years, you're home for local news and now timeless hits, too, on WRJN. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. We keep the music going, and, of course, we'll update you with CBS News, the top of every hour. And, of course, that weather forecast, too, all important year-round. We've got it for you right here on WRJN. More timeless hits on the way next.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Out on the floor. I've seen so many things I ain't never
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week.
Told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
The world. tell me your name. Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She's walking down the street, blind to every eye she meets. Do you think you'll be the guy to make the queen of the angels sigh? Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. She holds her head so high, like a statue in the sky. Her arms are wicked and her legs are long. When she moves, my brain screams out this song.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
Yesterglow, when we could
As the evening rolls on, we do too here on WRJN. For 98 years, your home for local news and now timeless hits. I'm Chris Morrow. Around the clock, we've got the music for you. Of course, Packers and season, the Brewers. We've got Badgers, basketball and football and high school sports too. Try to cover all the bases, so to speak, as it comes to sports. And of course, the timeless hits. More on the way next from WRJN.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
junior prom.
July.
Like a firecracker, I'm aglow.
August.
When you're on the beach, you steal the show. Yeah, yeah, my heart's in a whirl. I love a little calendar girl every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Of the
I'm
and I do the best I could not deny. So don't you be stunned.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 110 people are now confirmed dead in flooding in Central Texas, and at least 160 are missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos reports from Kerrville.
We were still under the impression that it was only a couple of people who were missing. This was mostly the girls who were part of the Camp Mystic, but then during the press conference with Governor Greg Abbott, the number significantly went up, and this is because multiple agencies are working together to provide this information.
Abbott dismissed a question about who was to blame for the deaths. He says that's the word choice of losers. Officials say the county doesn't have a flash flood warning system. They say when a proposal was made to install one, residents objected to the cost. As the search for the missing continues, the searchers themselves are getting support from volunteers like Chris Higgins with Operation Barbecue Relief.
We got here the night of July 4th. Since